Okay.
Hold on.
Yep. Sip.
All right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Do you need some eggnog?
No. That's the last thing I need. Who likes eggnog? Who the hell drinks that anyways? Do you drink that?
It's like gasoline for reindeer.
Could we take an informal poll? Could people listening to the podcast right now shoot us an email and let us know if they like eggnog or not? Or leave a comment, something.
On our...
our website.
On our iTunes
page, whatever.
Yeah, leave a comment. Tell us what you love about eggnog.
Yeah, great.
Because that's what we need to hear on our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So... welcome to the Friends of Form and Animation Forum.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Joel.
Is this our Christmas special?
No. Not yet. It's not Christmas yet.
Well, by the time this airs.
No. We'll get it out before then.
Okay.
Sure.
This
is our pre-Christmas special.
Pre-Christmas special. Yeah.
This is like, we're gearing up for it. Have you done all your shopping?
All of it?
Wow, that's amazing. You mean
grocery shopping and things for the house?
No. Christmas shopping for, like, friends and family. What are you getting for me?
I made you a sweater.
Aw, that's nice.
Yep. It says, Alan loves all Joel Frenzer films.
Wow, it's so untrue, but thank you for the thought. It really means
a lot.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
How are you preparing for the holidays?
What am I doing? I'm getting ready to go home to Florida.
Ah.
It's gonna be nice. I'm gonna go down to Fort Lauderdale, see my mom's, see my dad's,
nice.
And hopefully get some beach time. You know, while the rest of our friends in the Northeast are freezing their tuchuses off, I'll be swimming in the beautiful ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna build an igloo and do some abstract taxidermy.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm gonna start with squirrels.
Okay.
I want to make squirrel reindeer.
All right.
Squirrel reindeer gloves. That's what I'm going to make.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Alan, that's really what I'm getting you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm making those for everybody.
Okay.
On my list.
Cool.
So here we are again
with
another episode featuring
this is part three of Ottawa.
Part three?
Yeah.
It is part three of Ottawa 2011.
I know.
You're right.
A lot of material.
Dino Stamatopoulos live show.
That was part one.
We had the Animator's Picnic.
Yeah, that was part two.
Part two, but it's called the Animator's Picnic Part One.
Okay.
And now we have the Animator's Picnic Part Two, which is part what of the festival?
Three.
Part three.
But we also, in addition to part two of the picnic, we have a special interview with the director of the festival, Chris Robinson.
You're right. It's at the end of this episode.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually part four.
Sure.
So shall we just dive right in?
Let's go for it, man.
Okay. Computer, you ready? Okay. Computer, take us back to the Animator's Picnic plus Chris Robinson. So we are here with Pendleton Penn, in quotes, Ward.
Oh. Yep. Hello.
Right on.
How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. I like how y'all look.
Thank you.
I like the sort of army green camo feeling that y'all have.
We feel
and the equipment.
Yes,
around your necks.
To talk the best about animation, I like to be fully regimented, ready to go, ready to fight.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just like to kickbox.
I can tell.
What is your favorite part of the festival so far? And why are you here?
Well. I'm here because my one of my episodes of my show is in the festival, Adventure Time.
Adventure Time, on Cartoon Network.
Yep. And I'm enjoying everything so far. There's a lot of drunk college kids saying hello to me, and they're all very nice.
Have you been here before? Is this your first time?
It's my first time.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've been here.
And there's also a lot of strewn pumpkin parts about.
Yeah, really nice pumpkin parts strewn all about. Pumpkin guts.
Is the contest officially over?
Oh, the contest? Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and new
underwear
one.
Man won.
Oh, okay.
The
exhibitionist.
Who had a pumpkin for underwear.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Way too easy. So, have you put your work into festivals before, or is this the first time?
No, it's been in a few festivals. It was in Platform Film Festival.
Yes.
In Portland, Oregon. And
the now defunct, right?
Maybe. It might come back.
People want to come back. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
When I was there. I'm spacing out all the other festivals.
How long have you been doing your show on Cartoon Network?
For about 3 years, it feels like.
Where was it before that? Because I remember seeing it before.
Well, it started as a pilot for Frederator. It's on YouTube. You can look up the Adventure Time pilot. And that was the first incarnation of it.
Okay.
And then it went to Cartoon Network, and then we've been doing there ever since.
And what is your role as creator? Like, typical day?
Yeah.
What happens?
Give us a day in the life of Ben Ward.
It's a boring answer.
Make it as detailed as possible.
Nope. I'm not going to do that. I'm at the beginning and the end of the process for the most part now, which means I'm there. I sort of start with the kernel of the idea for each episode, and then the board artists really run with it. It's a board-driven show, which means the board artists
own
their episodes, I think, and they write and draw out everything, and they're so extremely talented. It's amazing. And then I come in at the end after the animation's done, and I edit them down so they're the right length, and then I mix the sound effects and music.
Oh, wow.
With an editor.
That's great.
At Hacienda Post.
And also, you're the director of that episodes in the festival talked earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
And he was mentioning that the animators get a lot of leeway and freedom when they're working through the storyboard. That is, I thought, a great idea because it gets people excited, a little bit of creative ownership
It lets the animators own it a little bit, which is nice.
Was that something that you specifically wanted based on maybe past experiences as an animator?
Yeah, well, it started on the pilot. The animators went crazy with it. I think because my storyboards were so rough and loose, the drawings were so rough and loose, that they were probably pretty difficult to interpret. They were bad drawings. And the animators sort of had to make them make sense and also figure out, you know, how to make them move. And I don't know. So they had their way with it. And it ended up awesome. If you look up the Adventure Time pilot, look up the Adventure Time storyboard for the pilot, which is also online, you can compare them. And the storyboard is a piece of shit. I drew it. I think it's funny to look at those drawings, but anyway, the animators really made it amazing, and so that's where that idea came from, was to let the animators on the show have some freedom. And they still have lots of direction to go off of. They're not just sort of winging it.
Right.
I think they do get to add their own ideas sometimes, and I think that's great. I want as much of that as possible for everyone on the show.
Yeah.
How many animators work on that?
Well, there's two studios in Seoul, Korea, that work on it. Seiram and Rough Draft. And each team in Seoul is like a 30-person team or so.
Wow.
So 60 people in Korea working on it, animating.
Are they working at different episodes at the same time, or are they working concurrently? Are they working on different episodes at once? Or are they
different episodes, yep.
All right, odds and evens kind of thing? Or?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh, yes.
What is your favorite merchandising swag iteration of your characters that you've seen?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the little like, 2-inch toys that they're making. They're making, like, little toys.
Nice.
For the guys. And it's fun because...
Posable?
The little ones aren't posable. They're making big ones that are posable.
Okay.
And I'm getting to draw ideas for those toys, which is a lot of fun for me. That they're taking my drawings and turning them into little toys. I made Jake as a sandwich. Jake's one of the characters on the show. They're gonna make a BLT Jake toy at some point, which I'm excited about. Food.
Is it hard to balance making doing toy design and your other work?
Yeah.
Could you split off into one or the other quite easily?
Everything falls, like, work comes first, like, the show comes first, and then if I have time to work on the merch on the side, I do, but sometimes I don't.
It's fun.
Yep.
And last question.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school, and then where'd you work before all this?
Where'd you come from?
I went to CalArts to study character animation.
Yeah, CalArts.
Excuse me.
That was Perrier.
That was a classy burp, people.
I only drink French water.
I went to, CalArts, and then after that, my first lead on a job was the Frederator, and they asked me to pitch that Adventure Time pilot. So that was, I got really lucky right out of the gate. And then I worked for a year as a storyboard artist on Thurup Van Orman's show, Flapjack, Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack.
Yeah.
There's Thurup. Hey, Thurup.
Yeah, Thurup.
He's also here.
Hey,
Thurup.
You want to say hello?
I am in the middle of autographs. Hey.
Hi.
Oh, is this for a
podcast? He said you have to say something.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's initiating the whole thing.
Hi.
He said he worked for you at one point.
Yeah. I was the boss.
Yes. And
I was officially the boss even on his show, but he was really the boss.
Were you all? How do you guys know each other? Just from?
What? I remember getting a black eye last night, but I don't know how. Do I have one?
You have a severe. It's like green. It's more like gangrene.
It's bleeding still. It's still bleeding, I think.
Yeah. Penn and I met in school. He was in, I think, my screenwriting class. And he's funny. Funny, fun Penny Pen.
Is that your official nickname?
I'm too drunk to do this.
No, it's okay. That was good. But you guys also have a beard motif going. Does that give you a certain type of camaraderie? In that microphone, we doused it with honey. That's why all the bees are around. So go ahead and lick it. The beards.
I don't think when we started, either of us had beards. But
I grew a beard because of Flapjack.
Yeah, because we were going to do... we were going to make a fake documentary of how we make the show on a ship, and I don't know. And so I told everyone to grow beards so we look like pirates. And then they wouldn't let us do it.
But
it
you
was,
did it.
It was going to be fun.
You did it. You won.
Yeah.
I won in that I grew, could grow a beard.
That's what I'm saying. Not all of us have that genetic luck.
Alan used to have one. He shaved it clean off for the festival. I'm not sure why.
You got it.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not as successful as you with the beards. I can't do it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll see you guys at the closing ceremonies. We're going to be hosting it.
Yeah.
So your fate is not in our hands at all.
No, it's totally in our hands.
But we'll hand you your fate. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Good talking to
you. Thank you, guys.
What's that?
They judge this thing?
No. No. They prejudge it. There's lots of prejudice. Yeah, thank you.
Joel, who are we talking to now?
Pilar Newton?
I can't read your name. Here you go.
Oh, am I answering a question or is he answering a question? Oh, thank you.
This is Joel here.
I am Joel Frenzer.
Yeah.
Hi, Joel. Well, I just met your dad, David Frenzer. He sent me over here and said, hey, you should talk to those wonderful gentlemen over there. And I'm up here from Brooklyn, New York, here at Ottawa. My name's Pilar Newton.
And she's being attacked by a yellow jacket at the moment. Problem. Yeah, we've been having a problem with bees all day today.
So are you guys having fun?
No. I fucking hate coming here.
Kind of just want to get out of here.
This is the worst time of my life. I thought puberty would be the worst. I thought high school would be the worst. But it's really being here with Joel is what's killing me the most.
Well, it's an honor to know you guys.
I hope you're right about that.
I really appreciate you saying that about me.
Shut up,
seeing
Joel.
That I am Joel Frenzer.
Pilar.
Yeah, what's up?
How many years have you been here at the festival? You've been here a long time.
I just did the math. This is my 12th Ottawa.
Wow.
I've been coming here since 1994.
God,
so
that's horrible.
With an exception of one regular festival.
Yeah, what's
I've been,
that?
With an exception of like regular as opposed to the student festival that they used to do every other year.
That's
I've been
right.
to every single regular Ottawa festival since
1994. Wait, okay, now I have a bone to pick with you. How is the student festival not regular?
Oh, no, you know what I mean? Like just like a mix of like kind of
what
like,
are you trying to say about the students?
No, it's
no,
awesome.
Come on, you can tell us. You're in a safe space.
No. I meant like as opposed to, like, you know how the Ottawa Festival has everything? They have feature. They have promotional. That's what I meant. That's what I meant, like the full-on festival as opposed to like student.
Right.
But student's awesome too.
Yeah, okay.
I just never got around to it.
You backtracked pretty well. You covered your ass pretty well. That's nice.
So I love it. And I came here with my class as a senior when I went to RISD. Rhode Island School of Design, and it was just such a great experience, and I'm continually grateful to my professors Amy Kravitz and Steve Sobotnik for bringing us.
So what's been the highlight for you so far this year? What have you enjoyed the most?
I mean, just seeing everybody, because, you know, I've been coming to the festivals for so long. It's been like coming to the festivals like going to a family reunion and a surprise party all in one, because you never know who you're going to see, and you're pretty much seeing, like, you know, your family that you only see once a year. It really feels like that for me, and I love it.
That's great. That's great. Joel, do you have anything, any questions for Pilar?
No.
No? All right. Tell me a little bit about your studio real quick.
I'm based out of Brooklyn, New York, Park Slope, Brooklyn. I have my own little studio there, Pilar Tunes LLC. I anime traditional Flash, and I've been doing a lot of basically web content and also DVD content and whatever clients want us to do, and it's been really great. And actually, this has been the longest stretch of time where Pilar Tunes has just been Pilar Tunes, as opposed to, you know, me going and working in-house somewhere. I miss the camaraderie of working in-house in a big studio or something, but it's been really great having my own clients and building my client base, and I have some really wonderful animators that contribute, that I hire and bring on. So it's been really, really great. And I animate a web series for a really famous Jewish website called Chabad.org, and I just completed episode 86. So that's been really great, and it's just been amazing. I'm gonna have a big party when I do episode 100.
I'm back.
Hey. He's back. Joel is back.
How's it going?
Awesome to see you.
Joe, thank you very much. Pilar. New tone.
Yeah, it's just think like Fig Newtons or Isaac Newton.
Okay. but not Pig Newtons.
Then I'd really be in trouble.
Wouldn't we be all?
Everybody, thank you very much.
Yeah. Woo. All right.
Yay. Well, it's a pleasure being here, and thanks for having me.
Oh, wait,
and by the way,
before you go, where can people go to see your work?
You can go to my website, pilartoons.com, PILARTOONS.com. And there you could see coffee-powered animation. And that's how I keep going. So it's wonderful to be here at the Ottawa Festival and enjoy. And wonderful to know you guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pilar.
That was the sound of Mike Overbeck's snot. No one tell him that it's dribbling out of his nose and onto his lip.
Wow.
Now, I am here with some of my favorite people. We have Desiree Stavrakos.
Stavrakos.
Yes.
Yes.
Stavrakos. Mm-hmm. We have Michael Overbeck.
Hello.
Second time on the show.
Hello.
And we have Brian Fitzgerald, first time guest, but you've hosted the show before.
Yes. Yeah.
You just hosted last segment.
I was Joel Frenzer 5 minutes ago.
God, that's a great idea. That means I have to do this all the time. Folks, how are you?
Good.
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, we're in the post-pumpkin part of the picnic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And Mike Overbeck, what are you excited about today?
Let's see. I really like the Meet the Artist thing that they did this morning.
Yes.
I remember doing it a couple years ago, and they didn't have moderators. They didn't have moderators or anything.
Yeah.
So now that they have the moderators and they have a whole huge... Also, at 9 a.m., previously, they would have other more exciting things going on.
Right.
So there wasn't a good turnout for the filmmakers. And I think this year it's really awesome to see that they have, you know, such good focus on the Meet the Filmmakers thing. Because that's where you get a lot of inspiration. It's like hearing people talk about stuff. And you get to see a lot of films, which is great.
Yeah.
You can just do that on YouTube if you really...
Right.
But actually meeting the people and getting to ask them questions and hearing them talk honestly about anything is what you really get out of here.
Yeah, and the moderators have been really great.
Yeah.
They have really great questions.
Yeah. And it was very organized. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They started doing that in that theater past couple of years, and it's really helped a lot.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you think?
This is my first year, so this is all I've ever known, but I'm glad it's all I've ever known, because it sounds like it's a lot better. So,
where have you been sleeping?
I've been sleeping in the laundry room of a hostel.
Mm. Wow.
Does it smell good?
It actually, the kind of catch is that it's actually more private and better than all the other rooms in the hostel. Mm-hmm. Except that people come down at like 8 in the morning to do laundry, which is good because I don't need to set my alarm clock.
It's good to know that people are being clean, too.
Sure.
Desiree.
Yeah.
You're here representing a film that's in the festival, an animation called what?
The Guard Dog Global Jam by Billy mm-hmm. Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us a little bit about the whole deal with this film, unique system that it operates within and without.
Well, it operates with a lot of different people. It's essentially a collaborative remake of Bill's 2004 short Guard Dog.
Guard Dog.
Right?
Great film.
We all know and love.
Yeah.
Right, a little bit.
Yeah.
And he came to me one day last summer and said, Desiree,
where,
I want to...
Where were you?
Oh, we were in the studio.
Okay. So you were working for him at that time.
Yes. I started May of last year. So it's like I'd been in the studio for like 2 months, and he's like, Desiree, I want to remake Guard Dog. I want to do it collaboratively. I want people, all different disciplines, all different levels of education, all over the world. I think it'd be neat. Do you think we could do this? And I thought about it for a second. I said, yeah, we could do that. He's like, you can make that happen? I said, sure. And he said, all right, cool. Like, I want to see, like, style frames and,
wow.
like, finished products. And yeah.
Dive right
I
mean, in.
And I think you should contact these people to promote it and solicit, like, you know, entries. And I said, okay, check, check, check. And I made a list of things, like, recommendations from him. And I just went and did it. And
wow.
I finished. We wrapped it in, like, that February.
Okay.
I think that was all said and done. Yeah.
It's playing tonight, right?
No, it's tomorrow, Saturday. Okay. And then the Meet the Filmmakers is Sunday.
Okay.
For it.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be on the same panel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Blue high fives the whole time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
High fives all day, every day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Overbeck?
Yes.
When we last left off with you
yep.
on this podcast,
mm-hmm.
we were getting kicked out of public spaces.
Yeah. Yep.
And some private spaces.
Yeah. I don't think we would have the same problem here in Ottawa.
No. You can basically go wherever you want.
Yeah.
You can just organize a protest next to the picnic. There's one going on earlier.
Yeah.
But what have you been up to?
The same stuff. I'm still working with the same group at Special Agent Productions. We just recently finished a little series of two-minute shorts for the Florida Children's Hospital in Orlando called The Adventures of Doc Fu. And that was a very fun project about a little weird guy who rides around in a spaceship in your body. And you take an inner space capsule and go inside your body and fight all the bad guys. And the whole point is to get kids to be less afraid of doctors and just sort of put them at ease in the hospital.
Nice.
Yeah, so we did one. The first one was on, Broken Bones.
Okay.
And the second one was on Iris the Virus. And the third one was on Sugar, where we go and into the body of a diabetic kid who has to battle sugar. Yeah.
Nice. And were you, what was your role specifically?
I was director. I was sort of co-director. Phil Robinson, who's the creative director, worked a bit on it. He storyboarded it. And I sort of was the head workforce guy who was working with the other Flash animators, consolidating the thing, everything, editing, doing some design. It was a pretty big project. Even though each episode was only 2 minutes long, they'd have about 50 shots per episode. So it was a very
nice.
Fun, dense, exciting little project.
And when does that plop?
It's two of the episodes are online right now, and they're going to unleash the third one pretty soon. If you go to docfu, docfu.com.
Yeah.
Then you will get to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there, I've been doing some stuff for Ubisoft, the
Ooh,
video game company.
Yes.
They actually are right around the corner from us. So we've been doing some, I've been directing some commercials for their games. So they have these online, online player whatever games.
Yeah,
and,
like World of Warcraft, that sort of thing?
Yeah, or more Farmville-ish,
oh, okay.
mix of Farmville, World of Warcraft sort of thing.
Okay, sure.
And they've got a couple of those games, and so we did online
promotions for those.
Okay.
So they were like 30, 60 second nice. Sort of things. And those were very fun because they would give us a whole ton of assets to basically Frankenstein into an animation.
Fun.
So
like Machinima.
It wasn't quite. It was almost in some respects. One of our projects, they gave us a whole bunch of video game assets, which we then brought into Blender okay. and rendered out and, you know, made our environments out of. And it was extremely helpful.
Wow.
But it was a lot of 2D animation as well. It was a very fun project. They've become a good client of ours.
Great. Yeah. And Biljana. Biljana is a judge. What's it like being a judge?
It's very good. Yeah. Yes, you get treated very nice.
What's the best part of it so far?
You're not doing this.
Oh my god. You probably have the best suite, like penthouse suite atop of Mount Ottawa.
Yeah. And a swimming pool and private limo, like all of that. Yeah.
Servants?
Yeah. They polish my shoes.
Did they fan you and feed you grapes?
Yeah.
That sort of thing?
Yeah, it's great. It's really great. It's what animation is all about.
It's what it's all about. That's why I got into it.
That's why I got into it, too.
To be a judge someday.
And be
little did I know.
Well, where, Desiree, can people go to check out more about Guard Dog Collaborative World Jam?
Just go to plimptunes.com.
Okay.
Guard Dog Global Jam.
Mm-hmm. And Biljana, where can people go to email you? Just kidding.
Yes.
I will not reveal that I'm a judge.
That's,
I'm not giving my information to everybody.
That's so wise. Yeah. What is, do you just like mark off little boxes for each film? I mean, without giving away the secrets, the trade secrets, people are interested. How does the judging process happen and what do you do?
There's four films that we're judging.
The feature films in competition.
Exactly. And we have to write a statement.
Okay. Just one statement each, and then you like mix them all together like Mad Libs.
No, seriously, we will award one or two films or no films at all.
Really?
If we feel like it. Yeah, no,
it's an option.
Too.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah, if we don't feel that any of the films deserve an award. That can happen, or we can have special mentions. So we have to have a discussion after all the films, after we see all the films, and see.
Do you get to see them according to your personal schedule? You have to go to certain screenings for the
No,
features?
We go to the main gala screening every night for the feature films, which is usually a 7 o'clock screening
okay.
with the audience.
Okay.
So
which one is tonight?
Tonight's a Japanese film.
Colorful?
Colorful.
Ooh.
It's over 2 hours long. Mm-hmm.
It's black and white.
They're
isn't
all
it?
All of these films are in this year four films. They're all not for children.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I saw Dead But Not Buried yesterday. Have you seen that?
Oh,
yet?
I'm looking forward to seeing
that. Oh,
I haven't
wow.
seen it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm a big fan of
of Phil Malloy.
Phil Malloy's yeah. stuff. Yeah. So I'm yeah. looking forward to seeing that.
Fantastic. Thank you. I now know more information about things. Thank you. And we have another special guest coming over here right now. It is Adam Fisher with a film. You have a film in the festival. Tell us all about it.
My film is called Timber. It's sort of a PSA that I just kind of made on my own, no sponsors or anything. And it's just kind of me ripping out my beard, trying to make a point about conservation.
Nice. Or masculinity.
Yeah, that factors in a little bit, I guess. Yeah. Though, you know, it's I don't think it hinders my masculinity at all to like take the beard off. But
No. So it's not like a Samson thing.
Definitely not. Though, I don't know. Sometimes I think having the beard is it's definitely more powerful.
Yeah. I have a little beard. And so I feel like I have a little power. I don't want to go too far, but I mean I don't know, I couldn't handle it. Looks, it seems like you can handle it.
I try to wield it with wield it well and use the powers for good. But you know, yes. any beard is a good That's, beard. That's yeah. my theory. Yeah.
I saw this film, really enjoyed it. Where can people go to see more of you, find out information about you?
I have a website. It's mainfishproductions.com. That's Maine, like the state of Maine, M-A-I-N-E, fish.com. And it's got some of my previous work on there. I also have a YouTube channel that there's not a ton on there now, but there will be more soon. I'm planning another beard animation,
great.
So that should be up on there. If you look for Maine Fish on YouTube, you should find it. Or look for my film, Timber.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should mention to people who might be listening to this later on that you have a giant beard right now.
It's pretty big.
Not the biggest, I bet, you've had.
No, it was a 13-month beard that I had for the film. It's about 9 right now, but I think I'm going to make do and just push ahead with the next one. So.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Final words from our gathering, Mike Overbeck and Desiree and Linda Beck.
Let's see. Check out www.specialagentproductions.com.
Yes.
They'll, you know, we've got our latest stuff up on there, and www.mikeoverbeck.net for some of my stuff there.
Classic films there.
Yes.
Songs and Taxis.
Yes.
Atlas Gets a Drink.
Yes.
Mike's Porno Corner.
Porno Corner.
Yep.
It's under construction.
Yeah. Always. Desiree, final word. This, whatever you say will be the final thing. I'm going to hit stop.
All right. Well,
and
find
that's
out
good. No,
more
sorry.
About
no.
what Bill and I are up to. You can follow him on his blog, scribblejunkies.blogspot.com. It's his blog with Petsmith. And you'll be able to follow his goings-on, his travels, you know, where Guard Dog Global Jam is going to be. And we just wrapped production on his restoration project for Winsor McKay's Flying House.
Oh!
So look out for that in festivals.
Okay.
That is debuting at the Hamptons International Film Festival in October.
Wow.
And we're going to see how it does.
Okay.
So, keep eyes and ears on plimptoons.com and Scribble Junkies.
I always press my ear against the website.
You should.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. Mike Overbeck's not. Here we are backstage. Very exciting night. The closing ceremonies of the Ottawa International Animation Festival 2011. And we also have Chris Robinson right here. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this going to be the best closing ceremonies of
ever?
The 2011 festival?
Yeah, they'll be the best one this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
What has been the highlight for you in this festival so far? Things that were surprising?
This.
Exciting to see? This.
Right
Thank
now.
You. Thank you.
Wow.
This is the highlight.
Wow.
I love how you're reading off of my teleprompter so perfectly.
Balls. Feel my balls.
Mm-hmm.
I like to type things on his teleprompter.
It's feel my, comma. Balls?
Oh, question, feel.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah.
My. Balls?
Balls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Balls is.
So, we've had a good time here. We've
well,
been.
You shouldn't speak for
like
me.
Like right now here.
Right now here. Just, I'm having a good time. I'm wearing a suit.
You are.
Which is strange.
You are.
For me.
I've never seen you clothed.
It's really just costume.
Yeah.
I'm really tired.
Because you put the suit on.
Because I put the suit on. Because
it would have taken a lot of energy.
It's it's laced with Dramamine. Alan,
mm-hmm.
Hi. What do you think of this moment right now backstage? What do you see?
What do I see or what
yeah.
do I feel?
What do you, both. At the same time. Like synesthesia.
I feel lonesome.
Okay.
And cold.
Okay. I am smelling...
But I also feel popcorn.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Chris Robinson, you're wearing a shirt with a sewn heart on the front. That's nice.
It's for the table.
Oh. It matches the table
for
piece?
For the table.
Oh, okay. Now, what other shapes have you sewn onto clothing before for tables?
Butterflies.
Mm.
A raspberry.
Mm, festive.
Ooh.
And a black mushroom.
Shiitake?
Mm-hmm. No.
They don't like to be called that.
They do not like to be called that. What's the mushroom that is really expensive and delicious?
Souvlaki.
Souvlaki. The souvlaki mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on to what Alan's wearing.
Are you afraid?
That
I think he's more afraid about how he's going to get that suit off later.
Yeah. I had to stitch it on to me. It's woven into my back flesh.
I heard Adam Clayton did that.
Did he?
Junior?
Yes.
Adam Clayton Jr.
Larry Mullen's son.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's a fantastic pianist, right?
Yes.
He's a good key tinkler.
He does tinkle them.
Mm-hmm. And he has a really, really strange band name. What was the name of the band? It's solo, but it's a band name.
You?
Yeah. And it's EWE. It's so adorable. And he only does farm ballads.
Sunday Brunchy Sunday, I think was
yeah.
one there.
Yeah. Old MacDonald had a Joshua tree.
I still haven't found my goat.
Achtung.
Achtung duck.
I love Achtung duck. Have you ever had Achtung duck?
Have you had Achtung duck?
I think they're serving that tonight.
Oh. Yeah.
I hope they are. I brought my own pasta.
Ceremonies.
Oh, that's the post party appetizer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
yeah.
And those come out on silver trays right after you walk off the stage.
Mm.
Brought by Irish Germans.
By the Irish Germans. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a restaurant just outside of Ottawa in Quebec.
It's called the Irish German?
Yeah.
Mm.
I brought my own pasta to cook. Would they?
I think they'd serve it up. They'd probably charge you, though, the same amount.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think they might charge you more for
the
privilege of letting them cook your pasta.
You have to be careful about that because
is it an Irish German thing or is
it's wise that you bring your own because Irish German pasta is
not good.
It's like when you're masturbating.
Green. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't cost you anything, but if you ask somebody else to,
it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Sometimes not monetarily, but
it should cost you to have somebody cook your pasta.
Right. Right. I mean, who's going to? Why, Alan, when you go, do you bring cooked pasta? Or
yeah, no, it's cooked.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like it double cooked.
Do you put it in a little baggie?
Mm-hmm.
Do you put butter on it?
Mm-hmm. Lots.
Do you put butter on it while you're at the restaurant using the restaurant's butter?
No, I bring my own butter.
Good.
Do you go to the restaurant?
No.
Hmm.
Usually I just sit in my car outside and eat it there.
I think it's the German.
The Irish German?
Irish German influence.
Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what was really weird? The shamrock swastikas just didn't quite work. Although, and they're a muddy color because it was combining green and red. And
the swastika rocks?
Yeah.
That was after the fights.
After the fights.
That's,
oh, the
that's
fights.
That's where they got the inspiration for the muddy color.
The fights came before the troubles.
Have you ever walked on the moon?
Yeah, the moon? Walked on the moon. Yeah.
I've walked in moon boots.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
What was that like?
Soft.
Why didn't any astronaut ever moonwalk on the moon?
Copyright?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I'm going to say copyright.
But you're there. Come on.
I wonder if the copyright laws extend to the moon.
Ooh. Is that international territory?
There's a territory.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get on the moon.
Look into that?
Yeah, just look in. I'm going to research it.
Talk
to
a lawyer.
When I'm on the moon and find out. Find out. Did you know they just sent little bots? They sent little bots to the moon. And kids in schools on their computer can control them.
That's not wise.
Not wise at all. Do you ever think about intergalactic voyeurism?
I think about it most nights.
Okay.
Look out the window in my basement.
And what do you see?
Sometimes, well, I see bars, but...
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping they'll be moved one day.
Hmm.
By mind power or a backhoe?
The children.
The children. The children are the future of moving bars.
Off of
they
windows.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the only thing they are.
Are they?
I think they could control the robots. The moon, or is it moon bots?
They're called moon bots.
No, they're not.
It's not the correct terminology?
I don't think
What are they called? Look it up. Oh, you're looking it up right now on your iPhone. Okay.
Astronobots.
Yeah. Interesting. Can they moonwalk?
No, they can moonroll.
Damn. I think that's the next wave in breakdancing.
Yeah.
Aside from the wave.
Hmm.
The moonroll.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait till we have hoverboards. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be all sorts of new moves.
Mm.
Why is this happening on the moon? Seems the moon's kind of old.
Yeah, we already done that.
I think the space industry is in danger. They are trying to generate excitement, and I really think these Moonbots are planting something there.
Well, I thought they were planting large fields of potatoes for the Irish-German immigrants.
Right, and for the future famine.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us back to the Irish-Germans.
Yes.
Mm.
Right. Mm. What's your favorite German meal?
Cauliflower.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mine would be... They make Snicker bars, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They make Snicker bars and Snickerdoodles. And those
Snickerdoodles.
Yeah.
That takes me back.
Yeah. Doesn't it, though? And that's now a name of a dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your dog.
My dog that I enjoy eating, Snickerdoodle.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's more than delicious. You know that term orgasmic? It's not like that.
No.
It's not at all like that. It's just, it's like a little above delicious, but way far down from orgasmic.
Where does that term come from?
Oh, maybe it came from organ grinders.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They would grind up dogs.
But the monkeys.
Right, the monkeys would grind up Snickerdoodles.
Right.
Into little balls that they would, you know how you use eggs to have the batter stick to fried chicken?
No.
They would use their own feces and work it into the Snickerdoodle, ground up Snickerdoodle ball, deep fry, sometimes roast, sometimes freeze and eat cold.
Wait, didn't they eat this in Ireland?
In Ireland.
Yeah. After the famine.
After the
fights.
Future,
yeah. And the, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it was started, that's how the fights were started.
The great Snickerdoodle uprising.
The great Snickerdoodle uprising.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, look, the show's over. We've been backstage this entire time, and they just did the whole closing ceremonies.
They did. We missed.
I wonder how that went exactly.
Should we bother to find out? Or?
You know what? Let's go online and check out the Astrobots.
Okay.
All right. So. Yeah, we had to go back and redo the closing ceremonies.
Not really. We did the interview with Chris before.
Backstage.
Yeah. Well, not really backstage. Out in the...
Alan!
What?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Closing ceremonies hosting recap is starting right now. What? What were we feeling? What were we thinking backstage right before they announced us?
I was a little nervous because we didn't really know what to do.
Yeah.
Really quickly on the spot, I wrote up a quick little script for our introduction.
Yep.
And
it was really good.
I thought it was pretty good, right? It was
very
funny.
Good on the spot.
Concise. For
the announcer to announce us. It was a funny announcement bringing us out on stage.
Yeah. So we're waiting for the announcement. The house lights come up, and I'm getting ready to hear that as they call it in theater, the God voice give us our introduction, and nothing happens.
Silence.
No voice. No nothing.
God was dead.
Well, if there wasn't proof before, there is now. But the thing that I liked most about it was the crowd was a little confused, obviously, as were we backstage, and to pass time, they all started whistling. They started whistling the Jeopardy theme song,
and some people were shouting, "Show us your tits!"
Yeah.
Bring out your dead.
So anyway, we went out there and we got things started with a little, welcome to the audience.
Impromptu tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Which was basically the rest of the entire closing ceremonies hosting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it went off without a hitch.
I wouldn't say that.
Everyone afterwards, so complimentary.
Everybody actually was very complimentary afterwards.
No, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. It went a bit long.
It went a little long, but, you know, first time doing it, I think we did a good job.
Not our fault.
No.
Necessarily.
I mean, there were some hitches. For example, none of the filmmakers who won were there.
No.
Except for maybe two.
That's right. The kids came up.
The kids jury. That was a little too long.
It was a little bit long.
I think we got to get through the kids quicker next year. No offense to the kids. I love the kids.
Though.
They were great. They were really funny.
But I do have to say, my favorite part, perhaps, at the very end, Lele, as you all know from animation.
Well, if you remember us talking to him last year.
He was on the show.
Yeah.
And last year we did a little impromptu Chinese beatbox rap session.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought him up on stage at the very end for a surprise live beatboxing Chinese rap-a-thon.
Oh, yeah.
And people were on their seats.
Yeah,
still.
They were on their butts.
But they were clapping.
They were still sitting. Yeah, they were into it.
They were. They were. And that was the first time, Alan, that you and I have ever attempted to beatbox together.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it went pretty well.
I never want to do that again. I mean, I always want to do it.
Well, you know what? Fine. I don't want to beatbox with you either.
That was the first time that we performed like that, and it was a lot of fun.
It was
and
fun. Yeah.
Alan, we were invited back for next year.
I know. I'm excited. And now that we've got one under our belts, we know what to do, and you and I can we can write up a script if we want to.
Animation.
Yeah.
Saying listeners from now on, I'm just going to say animation.
Okay.
Listen, animation.
Uh-huh.
If you want to see a good closing ceremonies of the Ottawa Animation International Animation Festival 2012.
Yeah, come next year. Yeah.
We are going to be tight, concise, and exploding with hosting.
Yo, baby.
Perfection.
Oh, baby.
So check us out then.
Yeah.
And that's all we're plugging right now.
I got to say, though, one thing we didn't talk about was how good you looked.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Yeah, you wore a suit, fucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a suit on. Alan gave me crap for
he didn't tell me.
Dry.
Well, he didn't tell me he was going to wear a suit, and I just show up in jeans and a sweater. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
I had my eyebrows studded with diamonds.
I know, it was all bedazzled. Well, you know what we should do? We should post some pictures and the video of Lele performing with us on our blog.
Guess what?
Yeah.
They're already up there.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're already up there.
Well, if you're listening to this, then take a look through the pictures and the video.
And if you've subscribed to iTunes and you're only getting this through iTunes, go back to FFAFCAST.com.
Fafcast.
Fafcast.com and check out all of our photos and special tidbits.
Yeah.
That we can't put on iTunes. And also, I'm going to mention, if you are on iTunes, go ahead and give us a comment. And rate our podcast.
Yeah, subscribe.
I'm not even saying give it 7 stars or 8.
Okay.
They give you a lot of star options.
Do they?
It might be 6 or 5.
I've never rated anything.
I'm just saying give us even 1. See what you think. And we will be back with more episodes soon. Things about animation.
After the new year.
So animation, I thank you.
Thank you.
From me, Joel Frenzer.
And me, Alan Foreman.
Merry wishes to all, and have a happy day.
Okay.
Candy canes. Goodbye.